Esther Vergeer may be the most dominant athlete on the planet. The 30-year-old Dutch tennis player has won 424 consecutive singles matches over the last 8 years. You're forgiven if you've never heard of her. Wheelchair tennis doesn't command as much media attention as the tennis played by people who aren't in wheelchairs. Only at Games, John Kalish caught up to Vergeer as she breezed through the U.S. Open, and he has this report.
When I first met Esther Vergeer in the lobby of her hotel, I shook her hand and was stunned at how big and strong it was.
Well, yeah, everybody expects like a girl's hand, a lady's hand, but it's strong and it's big and it's not very smooth. But, you know, I use them all day. I work with them all day. And I was 8 years old when I got into a wheelchair. So, you know, all my life I've used them. So, you know, they're my everything.
Those hands weren't always so strong. Vergeer was paralyzed by life-saving surgery when she was 8 years old. She started playing wheelchair tennis when she was 12 and says that initially she was clumsy. She didn't know how to handle her chair. It's hard to believe 18 years later when you watch the 6'2" Dutch athlete propel herself on the court. Vergeer has won 424 consecutive matches since 2003. That's why more than one observer has called her one of the greatest tennis players ever.
She's both long and strong.
Dan James is the coach of the U.S. Paralympic wheelchair tennis team. He's been watching Vergeer since she was a teenager.
Her arms are long. She has long levers to strike the ball, which is a physical advantage, but she's also physically strong. So her pushing, her maneuvering is incredibly fast and graceful. And so when you watch her play, you hardly even notice the wheelchair because she's so smooth as she moves around the court. Imagine having to do all your movement with your racket hand and not being able to take the racket back until right before the ball is there. And that's the challenge that they face.
The chairs used in wheelchair tennis are different from their civilian counterparts. The two large wheels are angled towards the ground, and there are three rollerblade wheels, two in the front and one in the back. The only difference between wheelchair tennis and the conventional form is that players are allowed to hit the ball after it has bounced twice.
40-13.
In her first U.S. Open match, Vergeer handily disposed of Marjolein Baus, also of the Netherlands, 6-1, 6-0. Vergeer says the ability to stay calm and focused during matches can be the difference between winning and losing.
In tough situations, if you can get calm, it'll help you get through. And I know that I am able to beat anybody. I know that I can do it. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I know that I can do it. And you know, believing in myself and believing that on the court is really giving me such a, you know, big confidence that even when I'm down, I know that there will be a turning point and I can take over again.
I have watched her down 5-2 in a set and get this look in her eye and win the next five games to win the set 7-5.
Again, U.S. wheelchair tennis coach Dan James.
I have watched her down match points at the Beijing Paralympic final and win that match. She is the most mentally tough athlete I have ever seen.
In 2009, Vergeer left her coach of 10 years and started training with Sven Groeneveld, a Dutchman who's worked with some of the top able-bodied players, including Roger Federer, Monica Seles, and Caroline Wozniacki. Groeneveld had never coached a wheelchair player, but he agreed to become Vergeer's coach on the spot. He tries to get together with her when he's in Holland or when they're at the same tournaments. Groeneveld was on hand at the U.S. Open earlier this week to watch Vergeer's first match.
She's renowned for her backhand. She has an extremely powerful backhand where she can really take the players out of the court, and that then exposes the weakness of her opponents. And then she can finish with her forehand, so she sets herself up well. She really makes her opponent play a lot of balls, at the same time with a lot of pressure.
The last opponent to beat Vergeer was Australian Daniela Di Toro, who did it in 2003 in Sydney.
You know those days where you wake up and you're like, it's a good day. It was a good day. The conditions were pretty challenging. I think I dealt with them a lot better than she did and just did it quickly, really.
Di Toro left tennis in 2004 and became a certified practitioner of Chinese medicine. She's returned to the game but has lost to Vergeer 10 times in the last few years. Still, DeToro holds her Dutch rival in high regard.
She's that one person that took wheelchair tennis to a whole new level. She's a bit like Martina Navratilova in that sense, you know. She also is one of the first to have a professional career as a wheelchair tennis player.
Five out of the world's top six female players are from the Netherlands. One possible explanation is that tennis is the second most popular sport in Holland. Another is that the Dutch government provides all disabled people who want one with a sports wheelchair every 5 years. Marjolein Baus is a 23-year-old Dutch player who is ranked fifth in the world. She had the misfortune of being paired with Vergeer in the first round of the U.S. Open this week.
Holland is a small country, so it's possible for all wheelchair tennis players to come together to train, to practice at the same location and learn from each other. A lot of players gave up their jobs or stopped with their studies to really live for the sport and to improve their game, and that's what some other players maybe should do to get in the top six.
It looks like Esther Vergeer might hold on to her position as the top-ranked women's wheelchair tennis player in the world. She'll compete against Annick van Koot, also of the Netherlands, in the finals on Sunday. Vergeer says that in the last couple of years, she's managed to stop obsessing about her winning streak, which is now 8 years old.
I was more afraid of losing than I was eager to win. I realized that that shouldn't be the case. So I set myself some other goals, and I'm trying not to worry, not to think about the winning streak anymore.
One of the goals Vergeer has set for herself off the court is a career in sports marketing. She also has her own foundation and conducts 90 sports clinics a year for disabled kids in Holland. Before she retires from competitive tennis, Vergeer will again go for the gold in the 2012 Paralympics in London. For Only a Game, I'm John Kalish in New York.
You're listening to Only a Game.